Hello, I'm Daniel Weiss, and this episode is a solo episode. You are actually listening to my podcast, and if you are new to my podcast, welcome. My aim with this podcast is to provide motivation and inspiration so you can create a high-performance lifestyle, nourish your body, strengthen your mind, and develop your spirit. My hope is that you use this knowledge, tips, and inspiration to improve your life, but not only your life. I want you to improve also the life of the people around you and have an impact on the world. But it all has to start with you. Having said that, the most important thing for making the difference is how you feel. This is why I consider different angles when working with clients. Some people benefit most from improving their health, their energy, focus. Others from getting a deeper understanding of themselves and getting this kind of knowledge, and some from creating better relationships, the kind of that support them in their personal and business goals and assist them in the well-being itself. And this episode exactly is about relationship as a crucial part of our well-being, how it affects our well-being. So when we are speaking about relationship, in terms of well-being, like, no matter how healthy your body is, how mentally strong you are, how skillful you are, what's your experience, or how successful you are, if there is nobody else to share your success with, your life will be incomplete. You will feel incomplete and you will try to compensate in other areas, but you will still be missing something. The very interesting thing about interpersonal relationships, that means like relationships between people, have the power to multiply your results, whether they are good or bad. So if you have great relationships, these kind of social interactions have the power to make your success double the effect, triple the effect, while blunting the negative effects and setbacks and struggles that you encounter in your daily life, especially if you are like an entrepreneur, athlete, like CEO, you will feel these effects the most. On the other hand, bad relationships have exactly the opposite effect. They make your successes seem small. If you are unhappy with your relationships, I mean, no matter how successful you are, you will not be as happy about them. And these kind of toxic relationships will also exhaust you, so you will not be able to perform, whether it's mentally or physically. The worst thing, however, is that these effects compound, and you will more and more likely lose your motivation, inspiration, you will not follow your vision, and you will not move forward. And you will eventually start focusing on survival. So, from thriving to surviving, not a good thing if you want to perform. Another important thing is that just like interpersonal relationships, you require to develop and nurture your relationship with yourself as well. The basic point is, if you don't care about yourself, if you don't love yourself, if you don't develop the healthy self-esteem, why should others treat you better? I mean, at any time we show people how they should treat us, we give them an example of by treating ourselves. So if you treat yourself poorly, people will treat you poorly. If you have a self-respect and set healthy boundaries, people will respect them. And if they don't respect them, well, then you know what you should do with them. You should remove these people from your life. So let me ask you a question. Would a person who has a self-respect and self-esteem and set healthy boundaries keep around people who treat him or her badly? No, no way. Because, you know, it's just toxic, it's disturbing, it's not healthy at all. On the other hand, if you nurture yourself, you love yourself, you have healthy boundaries, you remove these people who treat you badly from your life. And you know, the truth is that some people, when you set healthy boundaries, they will stop and they will respect it when they see that they cannot, or you don't accept it and they cannot cross some certain boundary. But some of them won't. And those who won't, you need to release them from your life. And I know that it might be scary at first, especially if this person in question is somebody that is close to you, like girlfriend or maybe a family member. You know, we have, like people say, we have history together. But this is just hanging on your emotional state. Like, I understand. It is about all this history that you have, memories. But there is too much at stake, your life, your well-being, maybe your future business, your happiness, maybe even your health. So, what do you need to do? You need to release these people that create toxic relationships, if they create too much drama in your life. You need to release them. So to sum it up, what do you need to do is nurture yourself and your self-respect and develop your self-esteem. Another thing is, or another part, remove negative people from your life and keep the great people in your life. What doesn't grow, dies. And you might be asking, what about people who are in this neutral territory? Well, we will get to that later, but speaking shortly, I mean, if they don't hurt you, it's on a case-to-case basis. Probably they will not grow. But if they are not putting you down, if they are not creating negative emotions, negative impact in your life, you can keep them around. But you always want to focus on and meet with and be in touch with people who really inspire you, who support you, and who make your life easy. So how to create connection with people? Let me start by saying how I got into this business. When I was younger, I experienced the frustration that led me to where I am now. I wanted to get a girlfriend and I was desperate about it. And I was searching on the internet, and actually this craving allowed me to find the information like on how to get a girlfriend, part of which was starting a conversation with a woman, then keeping the conversation going and so on. Like, while the information I got back then was not very good to my standards nowadays that I developed, I mean, it definitely helped me to shape my mindset and allowed me to grow, and it was my entry point into where I am now, where in the direction that I'm growing. So what I want to focus on now is not really to go into nitty-gritty and go into the technical stuff, because this episode is not about how to start a conversation and being all technical about it, but I want to provide you with information and strategies on how you can create a more impactful connections with people that you meet, and you can start doing that right now. We will also mention the power of attraction, or the law of attraction. So how to start a conversation, how to keep the conversation going, and the law of attraction. So let's start with your presence, like the connection. When you think about it, it happens even before you start speaking. So most people focus on what to say and they stress about what do I say, while the most important part is your energy, the energy that we bring into the conversation and how you say it. Just look at your experience from the past. You can clearly distinguish when you hear an unsincere, hey, how are you? And the person just, you know, continues as that they don't even want to know. They don't they don't expect the answer from you. They just say it as if it was more of like an act of politeness, like just saying hello, bye. I really hate it. and I know many people hate it. So to get to back to my original point, your energy is what dictates how you feel about it and what energy you bring into a possible conversation. So when you meet eyes with a stranger, when you smile or when you frown, this is when an exchange of energy happens. And if you are present, you can feel the energy of the other person. You can feel into them. You can notice how much attention they give you. And so, as I said, to get their attention, it is important to establish an eye contact with the person. Then you say hello. This is how you make your hello count, and people will start responding to you much more. It will improve if you are experimenting with this. It will improve your results just by doing this. And you will be able to create conversation from that point, from there. I have coached guys before who asked me, like, Daniel, but how do I start a conversation? Or how do I keep a conversation going? And my answer to that is very simple. You look them in the eyes, you say hello, maybe ask a question, and you wait for their answer. You need to have that intention that you really care, because people don't care about how much you know, what you know. People only care about how much you care about them. We are that selfish, right? Well, most of us are, anyway. So you wait for the answer. If they don't answer, it's perfectly okay. You have no idea what's going on in their life. You can call them up on that. But in general, they will answer because you had already established an eye contact before and you got their attention, which is the crucial part there. On top of that, you want to add a smile. You want to smile at them. And the smile, actually, what it does by itself, like if we are just to fake the smile, it makes you appear or come across like a friendly person. And yes, you want to get to the point where you are generally happy. So you don't need to really focus on it. When you are generally happy, you will be smiling. And this is my whole intention with creating your, making an impactful life where you are happy, you are in the state of well-being, you are satisfied with yourself, and you can create impact with people around you. You can create the impact in the world and share your energy, give your energy, and yeah, make it count. So when it comes to smile, that is something that nervous people need to pay attention to, because if you are nervous in this situation, what happens often is that either you don't smile or you have a creepy smile and it ruins the impression, because your whole energy is like you want something from that person, but you are like unsure, and this person, you know, there is something fishy about it. They will not be able to point out what this is or what that is, but there will be something off and they will be suspicious. So there is nothing wrong with being nervous. I don't want to identify to this challenge that many people and I had gone through. But if you are nervous, I want you to own it. So I don't want you to have forceful smile. Just think about a person who is generally happy, and I want you to have that kind of smile. So to sum up this section. First, when you are starting conversation, when you want to create a connection with the person, just in these early stages, you want to get their attention, look them in the eye, smile, say hello, and possibly ask them a question. Now, this brings me to another point, which is about keeping the conversation going. Again, a very frequent question I get from younger guys, especially from the younger guys, and it has a lot to do with connection. So everything that I'm about to say or talk about is about connection in general. So listen closely, because it is super important. You cannot sincerely connect with everyone. and you cannot force a connection. Let me repeat that for you. You cannot sincerely connect with everyone, and you cannot force a connection. People new to networking, people looking for advice on how to get a specific person into their life, people in general don't understand this critical point. You cannot force a connection. You can create a connection, but to create it, you sincerely need to be interested in that person, whether it's a friend, a business partner, maybe even your next date. I'm talking about deep connection, not a superficial one. Like we discussed before, you want to keep and bring people into your life who support you and make your life purposeful and fulfilled. People who bring you down or are in this kind of neutral territory don't have a place in it. Because what doesn't grow dies. Your relationships, your connections, energy, your business. So keep your eyes open and see things for they really are. Often we want to see that person or that opportunity, that business to live up to our ideals. Like when a man sees a beautiful woman and he gets all the ideas about how perfect she is and maybe even starts imagining how their relationship together would be. And then they start talking and the conversation is just unfulfilling. And if you try to really, in that case, make the connection happen, it will maybe you will get her number, maybe whatever will happen, but it will be unfulfilling in the overall process. So for your overall process of happiness and your well-being, you require the best people in your life and the best people in your life only. So for example, what happened to me just yesterday, that is, I had an amazing evening that I spent with an older lady. And while this might sound funny to some of you, basically I was traveling by bus, I sat next to an older lady, we started by saying hello, she had amazing energy, we connected really on different levels, she was smart, she was a well-rounded person, interested in the similar topics that I am in. And we kept talking for 2-3 hours during the ride. After the ride, I showed her around here in Bratislava, and well, she invited me for a drink, which I accepted gratefully. And well, that's how it ended. But I mean, oftentimes you can be expecting that this kind of things to happen with, you know, for example, me as a man, if I'm looking for a woman in my life, young woman my age, I could set up myself for a disappointment by looking for just the physical beauty and not looking beyond. Because, you know, sometimes the physical beauty, well, for the first thing, it's not everything. Also, it parts a very important part. But, you know, you cannot connect with everybody. If there is the conversation, perfect. If not, see that as it is and move away, move along. On to the topic of being vulnerable, which is another critical part of connecting with people. We have a tendency to put a different mask to protect ourselves from harm. And most of the time, the possibility of harm is not even real, but the important part is that we might feel threatened, and that is why we do it. That is why we put some kind of imaginary mask on our face, as we, you know, appear not threatened, not afraid, confident. You can see questions like how to be confident and such. To create deep connections, however, and fulfilling relationships, you need to be willing to put away that mask, strip down your clothes, and be vulnerable. It actually allows the energy between the two people to flow and create that deep connection. You also, by stripping yourself down in that sense, you also give the other person an example. You lead them to open themselves. So when you open yourself up first to them, they will feel safer to open themselves to you. And this will allow you two to create a deep connection. So that was my secret to deep connections. Now, let me tell you how I understand the law of attraction when it comes to meeting and attracting the right people into your life. So at any time you attract certain kind of people, you know, situations into your life, and most people are unaware of it. It seems as it just happens to them. And that is because they are unconscious about what they do, how they do it, or why they do it. And so it might seem for them that they really randomly meet different kinds of people. From time to time, they meet a great person, and they might be even unaware about it. But when you take a look at your friends, the kind of people who add you on social media, or the kind of people that you meet on the street during your normal day, you will be able to see certain patterns emerge. I challenge you to actually go out and do this, like tomorrow. Go out, notice these things. And as you grow as a person, the quality of the people that you meet and pay attention to will rise as well. There will always be people who just want to use you, abuse you, parasite on you, and it is your responsibility to notice them and get rid of them in a relatively quickly manner. If you don't, they will just bring you down to their level. It doesn't happen often that you would somehow bring them up. It's unfortunate, but it is like that. For example, you know, at one point in my life, I noticed that people who I bring into my life keep struggling in one way or the other. And I didn't like it because as much as I wanted to help them, I could not, because they didn't want to be helped. Then I realized that it is me being actually dependent on their struggle. I wanted to be useful. I wanted to be helpful, I wanted to use my skills, coaching, my awareness about these things. But since these people did not want to be helped, I ended in a kind of depressed state. That was a perfect recipe for disappointment. You know, trying to do something and which cannot be done. Later, after I let go of that need to help these people, to save them, these kind of people removed themselves from my life. It seems like all they wanted was a person they could be codependent with, in this kind of victim-saver kind of relationship. And when I said to myself, like, enough, I don't want drama in my life, when I made this decision and I acted on this decision, or my actions were aligned with this decision, they disappeared from my life and found somebody else who they could be unhappy with. Because they just wanted to relieve themselves, you know, create the same kind of situations all over again, and then feel sorry and bad about themselves, and it's kind of emotional addiction that they have. And they might even manipulate you into that kind of situations, and without even them being aware of it sometime. So as you keep growing and stay open to people, you don't judge them, you basically develop yourself to the point where you are able to be present, as we mentioned before, you'll be able to notice that you meet more and more people who are actually great. And you will start asking yourself, like, where were all these people hiding all that time? Where were they? The truth is that they have always been there, but you were so focused on different things, on saving the wrong people, like it was in my case. For you, it might be something totally different, that you did not notice the right people. And I would argue that even if you would, at that time, they would not be attracted to your state. at that point. You know? So if you meet the same person at a different time, different, you are at a different level of your development, you know, maybe it's the right person, but the wrong time. But so the reality does not change. Out of 100 people that you simply meet and notice on the street, there will always be two or three people who are amazing, who you can resonate with, vibe on the same level. But suddenly, as you are growing, it will seem like that there are 10 of them instead of two or three. That is because you attract them. And that means you notice them more often, your senses get sharper, or you simply start a conversation with them without fear, which changes the kind of energy that you have with them, and that allows you to connect with them, and it allows you to start and meet the people who you deserve to meet. Well, actually, you always meet the kind of people and situations that you deserve. This is something that you need to be aware of. So no, it's not any kind of magic. You simply develop a different set of skills, traits, and or behaviors that allow you to notice the right people, and as I mentioned, at the right time. So this is how I understand the law of attraction. People, they will always be these great people around you who will support your social life, who will support you, who are the right kind of person to help your self-development and your well-being. But you might not be always aware about it, and you might be looking actually for the wrong people, but you are not aware of it. So as I mentioned before, go out tomorrow, try to see the patterns emerge, look at your friends, the kind of people who are you on social media, look at the people who are out there on the street, and let's see, like, it's a pretty good measure of what is your personal development, where you are at in your life. If the level of people is not really great, or it seems to you like that, well, you can always do something about it, you can always improve. And that comes from all the decisions that you do consciously and unconsciously in all the areas of your life. So keep working on that. And that is from me about the law of attraction and attracting the right people into your life. Hey guys, I hope you enjoyed the episode and see you next time. If you liked it, please share, subscribe, and you will find all the important links in the show notes or below video. However you got to this. So there will be also a page to subscribe, my Facebook page, my website, and if you are looking for a coach or coaching experience, you are looking to boost your performance, whether it's mental or physical, to the next level, then go to my website that is linked down below and contact me through there. Thank you.